would die. Because it would take you time to climb the wall. I'm trying to talk to somebody right here. The Bible says, but blessed are those who put their trust in the Lord. It says, these ones, they would turn the valley of Baca into springs of water. Instead of them to shed tears, they will change that valley into a valley of springs of water. I'm trying to talk to somebody here. Springs of water represents breakthrough. When you had tears, you turn them into a breakthrough. I'm about to talk to somebody right here. Somebody said the valley of Baca. This is a valley where you move like this, but then there is a wall. And because there's a wall, you want to go to the other side, but it stops you from moving fast because there is a Baca. This Baca, it is a pillar. I want you to have this picture. Look at this pulpit. Look at this pulpit. Now, imagine that this pulpit is a wall from that end to this end. And here is a valley, right? And you want to climb up here to go to the other side and attack the enemy. So when these soldiers are coming this side to go there, they were dying here because they would spend most of their time here to climb up. And because of that, the enemy would simply come over here and attack them here until they called it a valley of tears. If the enemy was to attack you, he will slow your progress. This war, there are people right now who are hearing my message. The enemy has stopped their progress until they are crying. They have prayed for it. They have waited for it. They are in trouble right now because the enemy has raised the valley of Baca. But tonight, the scripture says that these people, am I trying to talk to somebody? I feel like I should talk to somebody right here. It says, if they put their heart upon the Lord, if they put their faith upon the Lord, they will be able to change stuff. They will change this valley from being the valley of tears into a valley of rejoicing, a valley of testimony, a valley of springs. Tonight, we will not just make this war fall. Right at this wall, we'll meet our testimony. I prophesy in the name of Jesus. Wherever you're watching from, raise up your hands as I receive my testimony. Do you understand me? If the enemy wants to stop you, he will stop your progress by just putting up a Baca. There are some of you here, you are facing it. If this war was not spiritual, why is David speaking it in Psalms 84? What is David saying? He's saying, even if you meet this Baca, He's not saying soldiers. He's saying those who trust upon the Lord, even if they meet Baca. Am I trying to talk to somebody, right? So he's no longer saying that when the soldiers go there, he's saying it's actually spiritual. There are people who are facing it right now. And he says, even if you meet this war of tears, he says, if you put your faith in the Lord, it says you are able to change a place of tears. You can turn that place. I'm trying to speak to somebody right. Tonight I came to prophesy to somebody. I can sense in the spirit realm there are some walls you are facing of Baca. Scripture says you'll be able to change them into rejoicing, into testimony. I decree and declare, these shall be your portion. Raise up your right hand for a moment. Just to pray right now. So every area where the enemy is stopping my progress, every area of delay, every area where I'm stuck, it is changing into my testimony. Make a prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. It is changing into a testimony. This delay is over. I put my trust in the name of God. Now let me say something to you. Let me say something to you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how do we behave when we meet Baca? Do we retreat? Now, you want to learn here. Now, we're going to read again the same scripture from verse 4 up to verse 6. Now, I want you to read that scripture again. All right?
Blessed are those who dwell in your house.
Okay, so firstly, the people who are being addressed are people in the church. These people are in God's house. Go ahead.
They will still be praising you, Selah.
They will do what?
They will still be praising they will, you.
Now, please, I want you to understand it. It says they will still. Whether you are facing a problem, whether they are facing backlash, they will still be praising. Somebody say, Lord, I praise your holy name.
Lord, I praise your holy name.
Go ahead.
Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring.
Now, you understand that? So the people in the church are being told this. So this is not just a valley in Israel, in a place where soldiers are going. It says, as they pass, so this is actually practical, spiritual. Okay, they make it. That pain, that weeping, because Baca means a valley of weeping. They change weeping into rejoicing. Let's read it. It says what? It says, as they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. They change it. My God, I'm trying to talk to somebody. From weeping to rejoicing. Tell your neighbor, if you have one, we are changing things. We are turning how things are being done. See, it says what? It says, as they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. Do you understand? Now, so how to behave when you are here? Karato si fihinta kaprada. If you have a neighbor, say, dig wells. Are they here? Turn the wall into a well. What you should do when you are here? Firstly, turn the what? The wall into a well. Number two, release prophetic tears. Release prophetic tears. These tears are not tears of crying for the pain, but these are tears of brokenness, where you are broken for the Lord. I'm going to teach you something here. In Matthew 5, verse 4.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Do you understand? Let me just say something to you. I know some of you are able to cry when you are in pain, when you are in problems. Okay? When you are praying, some of you have got tears, you just cry everything. Okay? When you are praying tonight or tomorrow, just pray for me on anything and cry on my behalf. They didn't hear me. Do you know when we are doing intercession, sometimes we actually, when we are a group, we even ask people to say, how many people here can cry before the Lord? Imagine we are praying for something and we have got a few intercessors kneeling down and they're all crying. We can't all cry. But we can actually cry. We can actually call people to say, how many here can cry? And we say, start crying before the Lord. Say, Lord, have mercy. Imagine them having tears like this. Lord, have mercy. It's a prophetic act. And if you know how to cry, listen to me. If the devil wants to give you tears of pain, to cry because of your boyfriend, to cry because of your husband, to cry because of your situation. You know what? Turn the tears of what? Baca into the tears of spring. Change. Don't cry for the situation you're facing. Cry instead to the Lord. These are the tears which scripture says the Lord will comfort you. when we cry before the Lord, not cry for feeling sorrow, cry for being heartbroken, but crying before the Lord, God can comfort you. Try it. If you have somebody else in your house who's sick, have two people who can actually go in a bedroom and cry before the Lord. Say, Lord, we cry. Not crying because you are feeling sorry for the person's pain, but crying that, God, we know you are a healer. Do it. Changing the tears of Baca into a spring. Maruka pahata. This is spiritual prophetic warfare protocol. I'm going to teach you different wars on the seven wars, and each war we face it differently. How do you know you are facing a war of Baca? I've told you, right? Firstly, you will see that you are being delayed. Here, the enemy will delay you. And the reason why he will delay you is for you to cry. That's what's called a war of what? Of Baca, war of tears. Because you will go through pain. You will try everything. You will cry here. If you're seeing yourself in a such situation where for a long time the problem is not moving out and you are completely stranded, you are even crying, just know that spiritually you are facing what David said. That in the spirit, you are facing a war of Baca. But praise be to God tonight. Karuva hitia. Number three, ask God for the rain. The Bible says what will happen at this well is at this Baca, it says it will rain. And God will rain this place and turn the whole place into pools. Read again the scripture. It says, now, go, read it.
The rain also covers it with pools.
The rain also what?
Covers it with pools.
Now let's go to Joel 2 verse 23. Joel 2 verse 23. What does the scripture say?
Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month.
Now, this rain is not the rain of water. This is the rain of the Holy Ghost. Fill yourself with the Holy Ghost. Pray until the Spirit fills you again and again. This is not a place of crying. Change the pain into rejoicing. I'm talking to somebody right here. If you find yourself at a position where the enemy has stopped you, and the reason why he's stopping you is for you to cry, it is for you to regret, it is for you to be put to shame. If you find yourself to be heartbroken, to lose hope, if you find yourself in a Baca, I'm sensing something. The Holy Ghost is ministering to me that there is someone here. This war must be removed. Release the tears, dig the well, declare my pain will become a provision. Command the rain, ask of the Lord of the latter rain, Joel 2 verse 23, we just spoke right now, to flood the valley. The enemy is trying to delay you. I'm telling you, and you don't know, the reason why soldiers would actually put a wall. They are known as traps. They would trap you. In fact, they're going to slow you down. If you are advancing, okay, soldiers, they have got a tactic where your advancement will actually be delayed. You are moving too fast. And the devil says, no, what? We have to hold her. And then when they hold you, listen, when they hold you, they begin to bomb you there. The war of ambushment, that's how it works. They will have to stop you. So right now, all the measles you are facing, it is because the enemy has already put something. Now imagine you are supposed to be far. As I'm talking to you right now, nothing is moving. Everything is stopped. And now, after stopping you, it's one problem after another problem after another problem. The enemy is trying to use that. It's a war in the spirit. David calls it a war of Baca. It is a war for you to weep. It's a war for you to shed tears. But we have discovered the enemy tonight. Yes. And we will stop him, and we'll decree and we'll declare, and this war shall be turned from the war of weeping to a war of testimony.
I receive.
In Psalm 61, verse 1, let's read it.
Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer.
NIV. Read NIV.
For the director of music with the stringed instruments of David. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer.
In NKJV, it says, hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. In verse 2, it says,
from the end of the earth, I'll cry to you.
Imagine.
When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Do you understand? It says, when what? My heart is overwhelmed. No, not crying to yourself. Take your cry on the altar. This war must be removed. Some say this war must be removed.
This war must be removed.
We're about to make a prayer right now. Every person, we need to change. Where the enemy wants you to cry, you will testify instead. Where the enemy wants to stop you, you are changing the situation. In fact, this operation, it is changing everything entirely.
I receive.
Changing everything entirely.
I receive.
Changing your whole status is a reset. It's a prophetic reset.
I receive.
Imagine where you are crying. In 2 weeks from now, you are rejoicing.
I receive.
These are not just physical wars. David wouldn't have spoken about it. He said, for those who are in the house of God, when they meet this valley of Baca, they will change it into a valley of springs. You know, every war, listen to me, wars are legal rights in the spirit which God can use or the devil can. Let's go to Psalm 82, verse 1. I want you to see something there.
God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods.
Every war has a legal right to stand until it is judged by the courts of heaven. You should hear that. If you see that scripture, it tells you that God makes judgments over other gods. Read it again, the scripture. Read it.
God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods.
Not he will judge. So it's an ongoing thing. God is doing it. Now when you see, I want you to get this word, right? It's a prophetic revelation. Okay, I wrote it down. The wars you cannot see are the ones that have ruled you the longest. The wars you cannot see are the ones that have ruled you the longest. This is why we need to see them. Now, it takes revelation to start exposing them. And then when we expose them, we begin to judge them. So we are making judgments right now. Judgments over these wars. Are you here? Now, when you read the scripture in the book of Isaiah, exactly what scripture says, he will change your what? Your weeping into joy. Your ashes, from ashes to what? To beauty. That's actually the operation. Operation change the status. It's a reset. Baca must be changed. Oh, yes. This war, we don't make it for. We change it. You didn't hear me. It's not every war. You will learn as I'll be teaching. It's not every. Some wars, we have to make them fall. Some wars, we have to rebuild them. You should understand that. And some wars, we have to change them. And some wars, we have to rebuild, not build. They already built and they collapsed. And we have to rebuild. Some we must build. Some we must make them fall. And some we must change. Wherever you are, just raise up your hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everybody. This is a season where you are changing and resetting things. Their weeping will be changed. Their suffering and their pain will be changed. Their delay will be changed. I announce as a prophet of God, I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Scripture says, because you still praise the Lord, you will win at Baca. Because you have been in a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, yet you are still praising in the name of God. It is your time to win. We are reversing your status in the name of Jesus. Receive your testimony now. Receive your testimony. In the name of Jesus, we declare. Say amen.